Rechava, it has to be wide enough. Kedei lekabel ariyach, it had to accept a brick, and the brick is a tefach and a half wide. Ariyach chatzi levena, as explains here, ariyach is chatzi levena, it's a half a brick. A half a brick which shows shlosha tefachim, it's a half of a three tefach brick, meaning it itself is one half tefach. Daya lekora, and in order to accept that, it's sufficient for the kora leos. It's sufficient to be the breadth of a tefach in order to receive the length of the ariach, and that is on picture ches. If you see picture ches, that gives you an idea of what it looks like. Okay, so current tefach, yes, be tefach wide in order to accept an ariach, which is a tefach and a half wide. Is that clear? Okay. Says Mar, I'm Rabbi Ba. Kedei lekabel of the several messed up your souls tonight. Amrani ba kedei lekabel of dimus shel archin, it should be lerachbon. It should be the kora should be enough to accept a row of archin of these bricks width wise. Now, width-wise means that it has to hold, I think that's picture number 10, has to hold three tfach, right, it has to be three tfachim wide in order to accept it width-wise. Okay, you see that? That was the width of the brick is across of it. So now, if that's the case, just so to preempt the Gemara later on, assuming that a regular marble is 10 amos across, how many of these bricks can you put across? Each one is a tefach and a half wide, right? So, how many tefachim are there in Amma? How many handbreadths are there in Amma? Six. So how many bricks are there in an Amma?
Rashi says,
one and a half into six.
One half
tefachim. And there's six tefachim in it. Four bricks in the tefach. Four bricks in an amo, excuse me. So how many bricks would you have going across? Four, ten amos. How many bricks? Not how many amos tefachim. Ten amos, right? 40. Okay, now do it the other way. Suppose the brick is placed like it is in picture number ches, which means that there are three tefachim across, right? So three tefachim across. So then, how many bricks do you have in each amma? Two. Across the entire span, how many do you have? 20. Okay, that's what Mar is about to say. That's all. Says Gemara, Tanya Rishim Gamli Omerka De the Kabbalah of Dimushu Orchin. And here it should be L'arkon. He goes by the length, not the width. Mabinei, what's the difference between the two opinions? Rabbi Shin said, I don't, never heard that name before, at least not that I remember. Rabbi Shin Brius Benem. How strong the Korah has to be, because if it holds 40, that's twice as much as 20, and it's got to be strong enough to hold support 40. Adaitin Rabbi and Abba and Achin, it's got to support 40 bricks.
They actually want the bricks on there?
No. It's got to be capable of supporting them. Well, it's capable enough to support them. It only has to have half the strength, enough to support not 10, not a sorta, but esrin, 20. It's a typo. Esrin archi. Okay? Now, period. New case. Shtei koros. Bezu chatita, bezu chatita. We have two koros. Across the top of your marble. One is half a tefach wide and the other is half a tefach wide. Kami Ebenem, how much can there be between these two koros? Right? The sum total in the width of a koros is the full tefach. Here you have two koros, each of which is half a tefach. How much can be between the two of them? Reb Zirma Chatzi Tefach, and have half a tefach between. Says the Gemara, they're almost reiterating. What is the difference between the maximum amount of difference you can have between the two chatzoi tefachim, the two halves of a tefach? Says the Gemara, the chatzi tefach in the middle. Tan Rabbi Yeshi argues, this is the Chiddush. He says up to a tefach. You have a tefach between the two of them. Now, Shaila is really a Shaila on how you work Oimei Rupa or Parutz. Is that more standing structure than open space, right? So the open space is the tefach, right? The standing structure is... I'm sorry. The standing structure is the tefach. The question is, how much open space can you have between that? Can you have a full tefach, because the standing space is a tefach altogether? Or since each beam is a half a tefach, so the space in the middle can be no larger than the size of each beam, which is half a tefach. That's the machlokas. Do we go by each beam, or do we go by the sum total of both beams together? Okay?
But the main question is whether you can combine the two beams.
Right. Whether you combine two beams. Exactly. And that's what we... that's my focus here, whether you can have a tefach in the middle, only half a tefach. I think Bas can have full tefach, but I don't remember. Shtei koros... Now, similarly, if you have two koros, bezushlish v'goshu, one is 33 and a third, bezushlish v'goshu, and this is almost 33 and a third, of an 33 and a third percent of a tefach, and the other is 33 and a third percent of a tefach, it has to be slightly more. And between them is slightly less than 33 and a third, so that works as well. Because the two omates cancel the parutz, right? The parutz is just like, is slightly less than either one of them, right? And therefore, the two omates on the side cancel the one in the middle. Okay? Yeva, we learned this. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, this is a case of Chandra Shabbos where you have to make up 4x4 tefachim, and the 4x4 tefachim you have to make up are part built up and part not built up. So the built up part, which is merube, is mitzdarif, goes together with the open part, which is parts, in order to make up the sheer 4x4 tefachim, in order to make Rosh Hashanah. So here too we see a similar concept. Okay? Shtei koros, we just said. Koros shi yoytze mikoysel zu, v'eno gas mikoysel shen. You have a koysel coming out of one wall, and it doesn't touch the second wall, right? Oh, shayu shtayim, or there were two koros, shtei zu kenegas, one opposite the other. Im yesh ben zu zu shlosha tvachim, between the two koros, you have three tvachim, no, it's more than three tvachim, so it's no lovel. Tzorek kora, you need to put another kora there. Milavin, if not, ain't sort of kor. If not, you don't need another kor, because since they're within three tefachim, so we say what halachic principle? What? What halachic principle they're within three tefachim? Love it. Oh, I didn't hear you say it.
No, you said it 2 minutes ago. I didn't think you were asking the same question.
Oh, okay. So, sorry. Milavin, I was. Some of my questions are easy. They're not all true questions. So, Milavin, ain't sort of kor, don't need another kor. East. Turn the page. Those who learn arba, that you can say love it up to four tefachim. In fact, we've had the shita in the Bavli. Ma'ana Marshal, she said that you say love it up to three. Could they have Vera saw them the amount of place on which a person can squeeze through? A person can squeeze through an aperture of three tefachim. So that's considered to be lovel. I never don't recall ever seeing that svara in the Bavli.
We have about a little goat
squeezed out. Oh, it's true. We had a goat, right. And you're saying even a person can squeeze through. I guess in Eretz Yisrael they were smaller than in Bavli. It's a good point, because we like Kadeshi's doctor, Akadiva, that's Rosh. Right, the goat, that's right. Very good. Okay, so this is interesting. That here goes for human beings. Ma'adamar Abba, he says that it's a fourth volume. Day Malkin goes fourth volume shir of a place all over. Korosh Rosh Echol Malam Yasrim. I don't think we have a picture of this. You have no. This Korosh, which one side of which is above 20 amos. Yeah. No, it's not in there.
I'll draw it.
No, I don't think we did. I mean, the principle's logical, but I don't know if we have this precise case. Here's your Mavli, right? And here's your Korah at the front. Here's the Korah begins here. And here the Korah continues across. It's on an angle, see? And 20 amos, that's the line of 20 amos. So we see it as if we do cut off the Kura over here, because that's what goes up with Trini Amis. And if this area between here and here is less than 3 tefachim, then the Kura is kosher. Why? Because there's not enough, that's if it comes in 3 tefachim, the wall, it's already connected. If this area is more than 3 tefachim, so then that severs this part of the Kura from there, from the wall, and the mobile is not fixed. Okay. Has to be within, has to be correct to stretch from side to side within 20 amos, or end, or that it ends within, its part below 20 amos ends within 3 tefachim of the opposite wall.
What about a sukkah with a slanted the same way? Some of it is above 20
amos. Same idea. It has to be the same idea. Well, all the schach above 20 amos is possible. So you couldn't sit there anyway. It's not a. No, okay, so that, but were you to have a sukkah that high, so all the schach above 20 amos is possible, so you wouldn't be allowed to sit under here. You'd be allowed to carry under this part because you have the core over here, but they wouldn't be allowed to carry under the sloped part of the sukkah. Eat on the sloped part of the sukkah. Says a lot further. Again, Korosh Rosh Echol Mames, part of it is above 20 Amos. Korosh Echol Mames, part of it is low 20 Amos. Roinch Ilio Gub Betok Shlosh Otvachim. We look at it, if you would cut it off within 3 Tvachim of the wall, be nearest Betok Esimam, and there would be within 20 Amos of the ground. Mutter Tmissel Bin Lavin, if not, Osir is forbidden.
Is that a riot that Kor is Mechitza, not a Hecker? Because it's above.
Well, it's not a definitive riot, because it's still be a Hecker, and it's only a Hecker if you can notice it.
It's too hard to notice it.
It can be a Mechitza, and it's not a Mechitza about 20. It can be a Hecker because you don't notice it about 20. So I think it'll work either way. Now, what about the opposite case? If here it went, if this is not 20 amos, but 10 tefachim, so the part which is no good is this part over here, which goes below 10 tefachim, right? Above 10 tefachim is good, it's this part which is no good. Okay? So the same idea, though. We look at it, if you would chop it in three of the ground, the nearest, and it would look, and it would still be, it's a typo, it should be lamalim yisrael tefachim. In other words, if within 3 tefachim of the wall, you still have above 10 tefachim, so then I say lavud across here. And that works. Okay? Mutar bin lav osir. Is that clear?
I spaced out.
Yeah, Mr. Zuger, if you have this case, the case where this part of the Korah descends below the minimum shear. The minimum shear is 10 tefachim. This part descends below, so we look, if this section over here is within 3 tefachim of the wall, so it's still kosher. Why? Because you have it's as if it reaches the wall at the height of 10 tefachim. If there's more than that distance between the wall and the place on the dot line where it goes below 10 tefachim, and then you have to come on to this, which is possible because below the 10 tefachim, so then your Korah is no good. Same guiding principles we have by 20 amos, right? Okay. Ashkech Tani.
No, we're not there.
Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Stay Koros. That's for the beginning of the line. Stay Koros, Ulamah, so you have two Koros, one above the other. Now, neither of them is a shear, right? Let's say each one is half a tafach, but if you combine them together, then they'd have the shear. So, rowing. And you see the lower one as if it comes up, and the top one as if it comes down. As long as the top one is not higher than 20 amos, the lower one lower than 10 tefachim. Ashkech Tani, we found that it says Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Beshita Soviv. Oh, wait. Ashkech Tani. The higher one, in other words, you have two. Okay, you have one korah over here and one korah over here. Okay, this one hits over here. This one hits over here. So that's the thing. Rabbi Yossi says the higher korah has to be within 20 amos of the ground. This one cannot be more than 20 amos off the ground, the higher one. Is that clear? That's the ground? No, that's the point the Gemara is making. Because what Rabbi Yossi was whose son? Says the Gemara. What? It says here. Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda hold in the first Mishnah in the Masechta? It could be higher. That's what he's emphasizing. Okay, when he says the principle, when Rabbi Yisrael says that the top one has to be within 20 amos going against his father.
So another example where the children are more mocking.
That's right. Well, in this case, don't go like that because we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda in this case. Here, right at the tachtona kilo yilamalon, we see the bottom when we pull it up. Well, yera kilamata, push the top one down. Vachlo tel yera lamalon mesra amas, as long as the top one is not above 20 amas. Vatachtona, and the lower one is not lamata mesra fachim below 10 fachim. Ashkechtani, so we find here that it's stated, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda B'shitas Ovi, Ashkechtani, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda B'shitas Ovi, Rabbi Yehuda, this is the same one, but I say, according to the line of reasoning of his father, B'chok Ovi is arguing on his father as well. B'shitas Ovi, V'amar, he followed the sheet of his father, who said, Do Amar Roy Sefton Akilam Alva Yenakilam Mata, that we look at the top one as if it's raised and lower one, look at the top one as if it's lowered and the bottom one as if it's raised in order to make them mitzvahed to each other, in order to join them together, right? The Cholokah, he argues as far as another respect, Duomar Vachlotel Yoyna Lamalo Meas Esrimam, he says the top one can't be higher than 20 Hamas, but after Lamana Matamis the Maser, the bottom one below 10 Fachim. In Tamar Bashita Savivu, if you're going to say he's going to his father, I feel a mala mekama, even if it's many, almost above 20, it still works, right? Rabbi Yudan Chanina Bar Shelmiya B'Shem Rav said, we should tell Yoyden B'Soch Shlosh Tvachim L'Tachdor, a big monkey wrench. He holds the upper one has to be within three Tvachim of the lower one. So if we look at a cutaway view of the self-same Mavu, you right? This is a cutaway view. So this one's got to be, the top one, top core has got to be within three Tvachim of the bottom core. Okay? Otherwise it does not mitzvah. In other words, if you had this one down here, that one up there, it wouldn't work.
It sounds like Lovett.
It's similar to Lovett. Okay. Unless it's within three. But I don't think possibly. I think we possibly even if it's more. Yeah, see, the carbonator wants to make it work out with the Bavli. So he says, this is only true, although it's Yushami itself doesn't indicate this. He says, this is only true if neither of these is a Tefach. Because if each one is a tefach, no. If each one is a tefach, even though here each one itself might be enough, but in sukkah, for example, when you have one level of sukkah, this is amazing how look which people are not familiar with about sukkah. Let's say you have a sukkah which looks like this. That's the schach. So actually, you have chamosim ruba. It looks like you have more sun than shade. Because there's so many open spaces, it's still good. Because I say chavot, rami. Push these down, it's chavot, and push these up, rami, and they combine together. But that's what the Kormay is pointing out, that that's only if each one of these is a tefach. So then I say they combine together, no matter how low or how high they are. In other words, it could be like this, and it'll work too. But if there's, but he says here, by the case of Erevin, So we're talking about that which we say it has to be within three tefachim is only where it's less than a tefach. Where each one's less than a tefach, then it has to be within three tefachim. Which is more than a tefach, then be more than three tefachim away. Okay? Because I say chavot rami, even that great distances. I say that quite a bit. Right. Significance, and therefore you can join it together that way. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Ruchava Kadei Lekabel Ariach, it has to be wide enough to accept the brick, and Tanakamo Zubriya Kadei Lekabel Ariach, it's got to be strong enough to accept the brick. It can't just be a piece of paper. Rabbeinu Meir Ruchava, it's got to. No, then not for a Korah, only for Tursa Pesach. This is Korah. Hey, there's no side post here necessarily. Rabbi Yudah Merachava Ava Bishrein Abriya, as long as it's wide, even if it's not it's strong enough to hold, as long as it's wide enough, that's sufficient. So you can use a wide, something wide, even if it's weak. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Bria Ava Bishrein Rechava. He said he had a third shita. It doesn't even have to be wide enough as long as it's strong enough. In other words, like it's a metal rod. So you have all three shitas. One is that it's got to be wide and strong. The other just has to be wide even if it's not strong. And here we have a shita that even if it's strong, as long as it's strong, even if it's not wide. Okay? Rav Huna B'Shem Rav said, Elo Krei Meir, Elo Zagrani, it's a Tanakana Mishnah, who says that it's got to be wide and thick, both together. Okay? Shema Amar Elo Krei Yehuda, who said the wide, even if it's not thick. Shema Levi Amar Elo Krei B'Shemin! Even if it's thick, as long as it's thick, even if it's not wide. So everyone says a very interesting thing. Amar Hashem Bar Kasna, we came to the Tamar, Alokha Kodein, Alokha Kodein, since to those who say Alokha is like this guy, and Alokha is like that guy, Elu Velu, right? These and those who were of the living God. Madav Hachim Lo Chashash, he has like the one opinion, he doesn't have to worry that he's going to get him as a result. Somebody who does like the other opinion, Lo Chashash, doesn't have to be worried about burning as a result as well. Probably very rarely. It doesn't seem absolutely unfamiliar to me, but because we did have by Basil and Bishamai. Rishami, the Bible said you can follow either the Chumras of both, Chumra and Kula of one, or the Chumra and Kula of the other, but not the Chumras of both, nor the Kulas of both. That's a similar statement. You're right, it's not exactly the same. Okay. I'm Raimara. Raimara argues. He argues. He says, Kevan, me came to my local Rabbanan, since there is opinion says the possible like Rabbanan, which is Shita and Meir, they need both are wide and strong. Shavkin li yachiv avid Rabbanan, we forsake the other Shitas which are enunciated by solitary Chachami, and we go like that which the rabbis said. Okay? Rav Ozel Chad Asar. Interesting case. Rav went to a certain city. Chama Chad Mavui. He saw a certain mavi, Sharisi Bilchaya, which was permitted through a lechi. The thing is, the catch here of this lechi, some people change the girsa, but this lechi was actually serving as a kora. Okay, it had a lechi, a very thin, it means that a very thin lechi. So its lechi was very thin. Its korah was a very thin one. So it looked like a lechi. You can't really tell what I drew here. These are the walls of the mavli.
Which way was the lechi cut with the korah going? Cross? Or
yeah, cross. It's very thin. Lechi means there's something very narrow, so it's very narrow thick. Very narrow stick. The serving is a korah, right? Okay. Does this make it clear when I'm drawing, Mr. Zuber? Is it clear at all? Right. Okay. So says more. Geez, missing the last night. I can't believe it. It's missing the last night. By the way, you know how many? I tell you how many tapes we have so far in Yerushalmi? This is tape number 237. That means we've learned approximately 470 blot of Yerushalmi. I'm impressed. Okay? Guys, go pat yourselves on the back. Okay? That is a remarkable number. That's why you're going to chazer it over.
It's more than a quarter of the Yerushalmi. More than a quarter of the Yerushalmi. Almost not quite 30%, but we're getting there. So says the Gemara.
So he saw this. Lechi, and going across, Yav lachuch bechutra va'apla. He took his stick, hit it with the stick, and threw it down. Now the Mashmiah says it wasn't on Shabbos. He was found to do it on Shabbos, but it sounds like it wasn't Shabbos. Amar le Ravuna, so Ravuna, in other words, he indicated he can't rely on that lechi. Amar Ravuna dikla koyim, wait, but there's a palm tree. It was growing over here, besides this lechi over here, which was used as korah. It was over here.
What's the matter?
Right, there was a palm tree there. It's a lech. So he said, okay, so use the palm tree as a lechi. Okay? Right. So he said, if you knock down that korah, use the palm tree over here as a lechi. So he said, so Rav answered back. He says, Amale Rav, Rav said, Enoi de Ravuna gova. What, you think your eyes are high? Enoi de Rav lacy nun gova, my eyes aren't high? Well, do you think you can see better than I can? What do you think? I don't think I saw, the palm tree. What do you think? I'm a moron? El Areni Oisalem Mishub Koira. This Shabbos, I'm telling them they're not allowed to carry in order to teach them that their Koira was no good. Why is the Koira no good? Because it was too weak. It was a 98-pound Koira. Actually, that would probably be good. But it's very weak. It couldn't hold the brick. And since it couldn't hold the brick, so therefore I told them it's no good. The Shabbos Abo Ani Mati Lemishum Lechi. Next Shabbos, I'll let them use the palm tree is a lechi, right?
It sounds like
he did
do that on Shabbos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound like much better. It sounds like he didn't on Shabbos. I guess it was so wobbly that he was allowed to do it. It wasn't a real couple. That was part of the point. No, it was very wobbly. Something like that, must be.
I mean, that's why the Mashbiach obviously learns it was a weekday, but you're right. It sounds very much like it was on Shabbos. So, name it. So, Shabbos Abani Matur Lehen Mishum. Okay, the Shabbos Habani Mata Mishum Shum Lechi. Next Shabbos, I'll let him use the palm trees of Lechi. Shayu Yoidim, they should know. Sheminata Adekel Shuasa Tauta, that they should know if there is no Dekel, right? If there were no palm tree, then it wouldn't work. In other words, otherwise, if I continue to let them carry, they won't know why I was letting carry. They won't realize that if the palm tree gets carted away, that there is no lechi. They'll forget the whole concept of it. So if I have to make it clear, this shop is not to carry. Actually, I'll still carry. That way, they'll know. Oh, it must be because of the palm tree. Okay. The East Boy Mamer. Some said that really there wasn't a stick. It was a broader lechi which he knocked down, but it wasn't a. It was broader, it was still wasn't strong enough. And the low Yav and Sarvi didn't want people to okra Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Chovah for Pishen Abriya, that it took, as long as it's wide, even if it's not thick, that's sufficient. To have knocked it down, that they should know that. Okay, Rabbi Chanina Lo Amar Kei. Achia didn't learn the mice like that at all. El is slightly different than mice. El Rav Ozel Chara said, went to a certain city. Chamachad Mavli Shinito Koroso. He saw that there actually was had been a car, it was taken, and it was Shabbos. It was no longer there. V'amar V'asalani forbade them to carry for us to Shabbos. Amalei Abunus Rabunus said, Dikla Koin. There's still a palm tree there. Why are you asking them for them? So Amalei, so he said again, now with the mice of the way there before. Amalei Rav said to Enoi de Rav, Huna Gova, Enoi de Rav, Lesin Gova.
You got good eyes, and I don't got good eyes. I saw the palm tree. Again, El Arani Oslem Mishum Korah. This Shabbos I asked it because they tried to rely on the Korah unsuccessfully because there is no Korah. With Shabbos Abani, Matem Mishum Lechi. Next Shabbos, so let them rely on the Lechi. She yoyed him, so they should know she minot el adekel, that if the palm tree is taken away, she also tells them that it's forbidden to carry them. Easter boy Mema, as some who said, again, Lo yun sovereign, people shouldn't think Rabbi Yehuda. People shouldn't think Rabbi Yehuda that Rechav Ava Bishena Bria, that if it's wide, even though it's not thick, that's sufficient. So therefore, we wanted to demonstrate that that's not the case. Okay, now the next Gemara until the Mishnah got here by mistake. I want everybody to say it's nothing to do with our sugya. It's just Yerushalmi, random Gemaras sprinkled at will. Whatever, however poetic way you want to put that. So anyway, it says where the dita is a kasha. We learn in Masech debates it says that a karpath. Now karpath is important Masech debates of vis-a-vis yotah because you can bring wood to use as fuel from a karpath because it's not considered to be completely mukta since it's something which you use somewhat, right, for storage and stuff like that. So therefore, you have to bring wood for fuel on yontif from a karpath. And the Gemara asks, what a karpath is there? And the Gemara there says, is the karpath kosher somachir, anything adjacent to the city? Div Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And now we ask the kasha, although the kasha is not explicit here, that we see Rabbi Yehuda holds in Masechta Ervin, although we haven't gotten there yet, that a karpath, even if it's close to the city, it's still a karpath unless it has a well in it. So it's a kasha. What is a karpath? It's a karpath something near the city, it's something which has a well. So I'm right. Mona, kambe based dira, Bebezdira, Amrei Mona, Bebezdira, Avad La Rabbi Yehuda. In a dwelling place, I forgot what this means, just a second. Kibbeizdira, Avad La Rabbi Yehuda, yeah. So he says, no, it's between Karpath and Beitza and Karpath and Masechta Erevin. Masechta Erevin, what determines the sign is the Karpath is whether people can live there. Or use it. And what's a valid usage for a karpath? If humans can't live there, the valid usage is a well. Get water. A well. So if it has a well, that makes it always karpath and you're allowed to carry there. Vis-a-vis baits of the parameters of karpath are different. They don't go by base deer, but rather they go by what's considered to be muchan, what doesn't require too much tircha to bring in on Shabbos. So that's why there the karpath is not defined by the well in the ground, but it's defined by the proximity to the city. Okay? That's considered to be prepared for before Shabbos. Okay, and again, this is not through the previous sugya, it just came down and you're out of outer space and landed here. Okay, next Mishnah. Let me just get a cup of water again. Time out. Okay, hello, hey. Now, according to the opinion that it doesn't have to be actually strong enough, just broad enough, if it was made out of straw, out of reeds, you give it the status if it was made out of metal. And therefore, as long as it's thicker, broad enough, even if it's not strong enough. Akuma, if it was crooked, you see it if it was straight. That's you have picture number. What number is that? Good, right? Look at this. If it's straight, where weather, where straight would help would cold the bricks. The churva. Agula, the if it's round, roinas akil merubas. Now that means if it's round in circumference. Don't have a picture of that. If it's round in circumference, remember we said we go by pi, right? So you see it if it's square, meaning a tefach across, right? If it's three, and that's kibbasim yesh bekev shlosh tefachim, if it has a circumference of three, yesh baruch tefach, then it has a width of a tefach, and that suffices. Okay, it says more lumin, it's a chuzar mishnah going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's wide enough, even if it's not thick enough, not strong enough, that's sufficient. If it's crooked, you see if it's straight. Rabbi Yehuda said,
Reyachah b'shem Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Yehuda he said it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't literally have to carry, has to be broad enough to carry. This is going to him as well. Rabbi Yosef, though, and the next three words are a mistake. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Zeir said, Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Zeir said, Divrei HaKoli. Now, everybody agrees with this. But not as it's drawn here in picture Yud, but as it's drawn in picture Yud Aleph. See picture Yud Aleph? That's a top view, not a side view. You see that?
It's coming out.
No, it's a top view. You're looking down. You're looking down.
Oh, yes.
Which way is the curve?
Towards the outside of the mulberry, not up. It's a top view. Yud is a side view, and Rav is a top view. Am I not correct about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that case even works according to Rabbanan. However, only in the following condition. If the akmum is on the side, going extending out some movi, and akmum is enem akevus is a movi. It's got to mean a bend which does not impede the movi. Now, not impeding here does not mean literal sense, but in halachic sense. How does it not impede the movi? How does it not impede the kashrus of the movi? If the curve is within three tefachim of the movi itself, you have to be able to say lovud from the curve of the curve to the movi. It has to be within three tefachim, right? Shema gives him a kumumishi makevis the movi, but if it's a halachic impediment to the validity of the movi, then I raise the asur, it's forbidden. Vezeyak mumish, it should be, it's a typo, so the Rashba says, Vezeyak mumish ain't a makevis a mavui. What's a mumish which is not a mavui? What doesn't be the mavui? Kosh ili yoga ve'ein ben zulusu shlosha. Even if that area where the, where that mumish says is more than three away, but let me draw my own picture. If this is the way it looks, right, here's this is the edge of the mavi, and this is the way it looks, right? If this is less than three tefachim, so then I could just cut this out and now look at it all, right? Because it's as if they're connected over here. So, hey, that's a case where the akmumis is not ma'akevis, it's a mavi. Why is that? Because I have enough to connect the cross even without taking that into account.
If it's wider and the curve is more than three tefachim, then it's not a good
car
at all, or you just can't carry beyond.
It's not a good
car
at all.
Oh. It's interrupted.
Okay? Says more further. Agula. You guys are not going to like this because it's this geometry. Agula. I'm debating whether to look at the Perush Chai to show this to you. Do you remember how many mikvos were held by the Amshu Shlomo? No, much less. 150. If each mikvah is 150, is three amos, cubic amos, how many cubic amos did the Amshu Shlomo have to be? Come on! Each mikvah is three cubic amos, and the 150 mikvahs in the Yam Shlomo's contraption. How many cubic amos have to be? What?
That'd be once, or then the
fourth. Was it a you guys? I failed geometry one semester.
This isn't geometry.
This is, that's true. This is math. 3 times 150 is 450. If each mikvah is three cubic amos, and there are 150 mikvos in the Yam Shos Shlomo, so it's 3 times 150. It's 450. 450 cubic amos, right? Is that clear?
Yeah.
No, so the problem is like this. So it says the Gemara, Agula Reisakim Nirubas. If it's circular, look at it. If it's square, Odi Rabbiuda. So first one wants to say that this also going like Rabbi Yehuda. Mean a Rabbanan, you don't do these rowing businesses. It has to be a square korah. You don't take a round korah and see it's insane as if it's square. But we in the Bavli, of course, passing that we do say rowing. There is no impediment to saying rowing. But again, the Yerushalmi, it seems so that it's only Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbanan. Anyway, we learn out Minayam from the Sea which Shlomo made. It says, Vayasa Sayam, Mutzak Esabramo, it's a conference. Was 10 amos, okay? Which means it's, not circumference, its diameter was 10 amos, which means its circumference is what?
It's 2 hours
square. It's area. 2 pi r, which means its circumference was 30, right? So that's how we know that pi is 3 in halacha, because it says it was 10 amos across and 30 amos around. Okay, now the thing is, it uses the lashon of pasuk there, meruba, says square.
Looking where it is, maybe the.
It doesn't say explicitly that it was square, but it indicates the culminator brings down the psukim indicates that it was square. So this is possible. Problematic. After Lomar Ogo, you can't say it was round. Shekfarne Maruba because it says it was square. Maruba after Lomar Maruba, you can't say it was square. Shekfarne Maruba because it says it was round. So how are you going to learn this? Besides that. Itamar Ogo. Now this is a very big typo here, and very big typo says Itamar Maruba. If you're going to say it was square, and it says that there was 500 cubic amos.
Say that.
No, if it was square, it doesn't say how much it was. So the Gemara says if it was square and it was 10 amos across, so that means it was 10 by 10, right? If it's square and it's 10 amos across, it means it's 10 by 10. And it was 5 amos high. That we know, it was 5 amos high. So it's 10 by 10 by 5. How many cubic amos is that? 500. How many across could that hold? 500 divided by 3. What 66 and 2/3? Okay, so that's what Gemara says here. In Tamar, again, a lot of typos. In Tamar movie, you're going to say it was Taka square, 10 by 10 by 5. Nimtza Omer said it would come out that there were should be 166 and 2/3 Yodos Tara. Okay, there would actually be not 150, but 166 and 2/3. Right? Because 500 divided by 3 is 166 and 2/3. And Itamar, if you're going to say, ogo, that it was all round, it was 10 by 10 by 5, but in the round, so then it comes out to be much less. How so? Because we know, we said, we had this ready in the Bavli, every circle which is inscribed in the square is 1/4 the size of the square. 3/4 the size of the square. Okay? So what's 3/4 of 500? Mr. Zuger. 4 at the 500?
What's 1/4?
You tell me.
125.
So what's 3/4 of 500?
So it's 375.
How many clothes can you fit into 375?
How many what?
Mikvos. Each one being 3 cubic amma. Right. So it's either too much or too little. If the whole Yamshas of Shlomo was 500 square amos and a square mix square, so if it's 500 cubic amos, so then it was 166 and 2/3 mikvos. If it was a circle, which means it was 10 diameter by 5 depth, so that means it's only 375 amos divided by 3, it's only 125 mikvos. So I had to get 150. The Pasuk says 150, which is somewhere between
162 thirds, 125. So I get to be 150. So Zazmar, you know what I tell you? Hi, I'm not gonna. I'll do you guys a special favor. I'm not gonna do the math for you. So Inte again. Inte Mar Ogo Nimtzei So Omer that it was Kuf Chaf Hey Yodostaro 125. And more matos, the way learners that Shtei Amos El Yerinos, the top two Amos in the Yam were Agulos Hoyer, were round. And Sholosh Amos Tachtonos, the bottom three Amos, Merubos. Okay, do you remember that from the Bavli at all? So the Yam Sholos of Shlomo actually look like this. Okay, it's very poorly drawn, but you get the idea. It was a circle on top of a square. Okay, so it takes off some, and that's how they made it go B150. The top two amos were school were round. Shosh amos tachtonos merubos hayu. Nimtzei soimer, so you come out with mechamishim. The other star hayu, the 150 altogether. Hayemachzik. Kosev echoraimer alpayim bas yochil. One pasuk says that the Yamcha Shama held 2,000 bas. It's a certain measure. Obviously, if it's I don't remember exactly how much it is. And Kos Vechon, but the other bas says Machzik Batim Shloshes Halafim that Yochim. It says it could hold 3,000 bas. So it's Kachik Shwa could hold 2,000 or 3,000. So it says the Gemara, Yoglev Shalomar Alpaim Shukpar Nemar Shoshalav. He can't say 2,000 because it says 3,000. Ef Shalomar Shoshalav, you can say 3,000. No, Shukpar Nemar Alpaim is there. He says 2,000 bars. You say Shalomar, so what do you have to say? Alpaim Balach Shem Shoshalav in Biyavish. It held 2,000, which is 3,000 if it's dry measure. Because if something is dry measure, then you can heap it across the top. And we know, we learned this in the Bible, you can keep if whatever you can get inside, you can get an additional one-third across the top. Okay? So therefore, if it holds 2,000, together with the heap on top, how much has come out to be? 3,000. So that's why I had they measured the Am Shos Shlomo on dry measure, would have come out to be a third more than it actually was, but instead of 500 cubic amos, would be an additional one-third of that number, whatever that is. Okay? So in any event, it says more, that's why it says it's called Shloshet Halafim. Alpine Balach, 2,000 liquid, which of course you can't deep over the top. Shloshet Halafim, 3,000 sal, which you can heap. We learned that a mikvah is 40 saw in moist measure, which is 2 core, an additional third in dry measure. Okay, halachavav. L'chaim shom, l'chaim, they said, which go at the front of a chotzer or a mavi. Govon asar talking, they must eat 10 fachim. Why? Rachman avion koshe. Their width and their thickness can be infinitesimally small. No shear. Rabbi Yisim Merachovin Shloshet Tefachim. They have to be 3 Tefachim wide. Now the Gemara says something very strange, and all the Achronim point out the Gemara itself held not this way back in Halacha base. When the Gemara first tried to say tremendous kula. When did Tanakam Rabbi Yossi argue whether the lech is before Tefachim or not when it's distant from your wall? I skipped. I didn't put. When Rabbi Yossi say you have to. In other words, here you have your mobile. If they're not next to the corners, then, says Gemara, this has to be 3 Tefachim, and this has to be 3 Tefachim. If these are next to the corners, then we don't need 3 Tefachim, because what would you say then?
Next to the corners?
Just
all you need is
an
infinitesimal
lechi. Well, why? The truth is, I don't know why I expect you to know this. I want them to know this. Less than Farshim, either. But Because they hold that the problem is, the Rabbi Yossi, according to this interpretation of Rabbi Yossi, the problem is that you have Oymer Rubel Aparot. You have too much standing straw, too much open space over a standing structure. So that's only a problem if the L'chayim are not adjacent to the walls, because you have to connect them to the walls via an open air space. So the only way to do that, says Rabbi Yossi, is the L'chayim are choshim enough that they themselves are three tfachim. Then you could connect them over the airspace, despite the airspace, to the walls. But if they're next to the walls, it's, I don't need that, because by definition they're next to the walls. I don't have to connect them. They are there, right? So it's only where I have to overcome a gap like this that the lechi has to be three tefachim. Otherwise, it could be a mashu, okay? Again, so the Lieberman and the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they both say that this is not the way the Gemara actually holds, because the Halacha may sound like Rabbi Yossi holds that even if the L'chaim are mamish right next to the wall, you still need three tefachim. So next Brisa, which seems to be a proof, is not a proof. And it's obvious when you read the Lashon Brisa itself, don't prove not. So it says more, Tani came, we also did a brisa, if you made lechis for your mavli. In as long as they're less than 3 tefachim above the ground. As long as they're within 3 tefachim of the wall, mutter, then it's permissible. So of course, no riot from here where Rabbi Yossi holds. You want to say Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi is meiko, where the lechayim ramam is adjacent to the wall. Fine, this price is not a riot to that, because this price is not discussing Rabbi Yossi. Who's it discussing? Rabbana. So it's not clear why the Gemara brings down this price here out of nowhere. It doesn't prove anything, but we will not necessarily deal with that this evening. Now we're not necessarily deal with it. We will not deal with it. Says Gemara further. Shlosha. Bushia, I made Rabbi Al-Khalo. Rabbi Yossi says you need l'chayim or three tefachim. Also needs holds you need more standing structure than free space in the opening of your mom. You know, this has got to cover most of the opening of the mom. Okay. Now we don't pass like him, but let's talk about the other shita. Avnei Abinyan Yotzes Min HaKoyseh. This is the next picture. Picture number Yudalev. If you have stones which zigzag out of a wall, see picture number Yudalev, Mr. Zuger? Yeah, this first page twice.
Oh, yeah.
So those are called the lechi. Nionka lechi, they count as a lechi. Koisel nichnas v'nira v'pukipas v'ifnim v'shav mechutz, a koisel which goes in. That's like picture number your base. It goes in. It looks like a lechi from the inside. From the outside, it just looks like a wall. Nonetheless, that's sufficient. That's good. Oshnir kapasu chuzu shorivinim, or vice versa, the opposite case. That's this. This is.
Yeah,
case number you're Dalit, right. Case now where it goes to the outside, that's good. Nidain kolachayin, that's a valid lechi. Hoya mosh moshuch, if it's like this, like tezvav. Because it doesn't actually jut out. It narrows at the end of it. So you see Tezvav, it narrows at the end. Hoya Moshuch, goes along but narrows. Abba Baravuna Omar, Rowing Kilu Hupa Konus. So you look at it as if it goes in, meaning a same like picture, you would gimel, and that's okay. Okay?
We do. Yeah.
As long as it's recognizable. As long as it's seen as a distinct feature. Actually, I don't know if that's true. I take it back. I don't think we pass that way. I think, if I recall correctly, we don't pass that way.
Because from the side...
There's no hecker. There's no hecker. Right, you're right. We don't pass that way. How could that work? Didn't we learn? If you have a large courtyard which is open to a small courtyard... That's a small courtyard, and that's your large courtyard.
okay? Large courtyard soil to a small courtyard. So, Gedoyla Muteris, the large courtyard is allowed to carry because they have smack dab in front of them these Luchayim, which you might not carry further. Kitana, however, the small one, Asura, this one can't carry it all because it has nothing to remind it. V'yasu koisli Gedoyla Kilchayim, meitzu koisli Kitana, but according to your line of reasoning that this works, picture it as Vav, so this should work as well. It's true that they don't see the L'chaim, but the L'chaim are there. They go beyond on either side. So why does that not work? So it says more Amar Lei. Again, we asked the question of the L'chaim, it's a question kind of according to the line of reason. You just said that that's good. So let's say that the ksolim of the outer one become the ksolim of the inner one, right? So it says Tani Rabbi Shein, Kumi Rabbi Acha. That's good. Omer Yavacha Baruchura Tipoter B'Meshuchin Yisem Yaser. So where these walls are more than 10. And for reason that they're somewhat obscure, when these walls are more than 10, they can't serve as L'chayayin. It's not clear exactly why. But then already they can't serve as L'chayayin, and therefore the small chotzer can't carry into the big chotzer. Okay?
Isn't there a maximum
share
of a lechi?
Yeah, usually it's 4 amos. Question is why here it's 10. There are different interpretations. Levin gives a parish, Chaim Kanievsky gives a parish, but they don't satisfy.
Because here it's obviously walls.
Yeah, something like that. That's great. Okay, Rabbi, so I tell you the truth. That's all. That's all, folks. I only got up to here in preparing. So I could forge blindly ahead, but I think... silence is the better part of valor here. So we will start from here again on Amir Tzashem, either Wednesday, August 12th, or Thursday, August 13th. Okay, how many weeks are you missing, Dov?
I'll be missing 2 weeks. 17th and 31st.